Welcome back to another episode of Pop Therapy.
Hello, everyone.
This week, we are going to be talking about topics that aren't... Fuck. I was trying to say that it's not all about reality TV this week. No. And it's not all about Bravo.
I feel like I feel like we categorize it as like weird couple news.
Yeah. Just celebrity news.
Yeah.
So let's start with, of course, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So last week I forgot to explain that we were talking about whether or not Kim would drop the W in her brand because of the divorce. And then she said that she was, but we didn't know why. Well, she went on that podcast that I was telling you about.
The Not Skinny But Not Fat one?
Yeah, and apparently she had been trying to drop it before the divorce. And it's so that she can have like a one-stop shop for all of her brands. So right now, like if you go to Skims to shop, you have to go through a different checkout. Or if you go to through beauty, different checkout, fragrance, whatever. But by dropping the West and just making like a universal brand of KK, it's a one-stop shop. That's what I picked up from it. I could be butchering this.
So did she, because KKW Beauty, but was it also KKW Fragrance?
Yeah.
And then what was the other one that didn't have the W?
I don't know. It's Skims, Beauty, Fragrance.
So is Skims going to be part of like KK?
I don't know. IDK. all I have for
But that. She hasn't done that yet, obviously. Like her website and stuff
not is still yet, down. No. No.
Well, that's good. She's on her journey. She's on her way.
We're here for it. I'm here for it.
And then we got all the Kardashian legal dramas.
Yeah, take it away. Best litigator in town. The brightest.
Okay. So I haven't read a ton about this, but what I have seen is like obviously the Blac Chyna and Rob Kardashian lawsuit is still going on this week. And it seems like a lot of witnesses have been testifying this week. So I know Corey testified. Kylie testified. I think Kim testified today. Ryan Seacrest testified. So they're all giving their evidence in this ongoing trial. But I didn't hear specifically about Kylie's testimony. What did you see?
I did. Okay. So apparently she testified, which I don't understand how she managed to say this because I think it would be hearsay. She said that Tyga is Blac Chyna's ex-boyfriend before Rob, and Tyga is also Kylie's ex-boyfriend. So Tyga had like a really long 6-inch cut on his arm that was actually from a fight with Chyna.
Like a scar?
Scar.
And so Kylie mentioned that in the trial?
Like, isn't that not admissible?
I don't know. It's not like it's hearsay. Well, it's like an observation. I don't know what the legalities of that are.
But she said Tyga told her that.
That it was from Chyna. So yeah, that would be hearsay. Yeah. It could be adduced for the truth of the fact that it was said, but not necessarily for the truth of its contents.
Yeah.
So they must just be setting the scene maybe for when... Well, no, Chyna's already testified. I don't know. But anyways, what I heard is that... I don't know exactly how the court system works in the United States or how this trial is going, but it sounded to me like once Chyna had like adduced her case or whatever the end of this process is... The Kardashians basically asked for the entire case to be kind of like dismissed, which sounded to me almost like a non-suit. Like when you are at the end of someone putting in their case and they haven't proven all the elements. So you say, no point. I don't even have to adduce any evidence. Just get rid of this. It sounded similar to that. But instead, it's like they don't want them to actually the judge to give instructions to send this to a jury trial.
Okay.
So I have no idea how it works right now. I guess the jury's not there yet. This must be like a preliminary assessment. And I could be wrong on this, but like what I read was that they brought an application basically to say this case is unsubstantiated. You should not be sending it to a jury.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they were successful or not. I think that just happened today.
Yeah, you're way more in tune with this trial than I am.
Which I'm surprised about. I feel like it's your two worlds colliding.
I know, but I just don't care for Blac Chyna.
Yeah. It is interesting that they're all up there testifying, though.
It is.
Which brings us to the other celebrity trial that's going on right now.
Yes.
So Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are litigating a basically like a defamation lawsuit right now.
So this would be civil, which means it's for money. There's no criminal element to it.
So. No.
It's so publicized.
But I don't understand why it's so publicized. Like, why is this being broadcasted over the internet? Like, the Kardashian trial, as far as I know, isn't being, like, live streamed. Like, why is this trial being, like, live streamed?
Okay, I thought I was alone in thinking that. But I guess I'm not. Because I just... Hasn't this been going on for a while?
I don't know.
Not the actual trial, but, like, I thought their case was dealt with a while ago.
I don't know. Maybe they had a different lawsuit.
But even then, why is it getting so much publicity?
I don't know. Like, I understand why Johnny Depp would want the publicity, because I feel like this whole thing is intended to restore his character.
And to get more roles.
Yeah, to get more roles, to allow him to work in the industry again, whatever. And I do feel like it is having that effect, because at least from the algorithms I'm a part of, it's very pro-Johnny.
Yeah, same with my algorithms. But I'm not going to lie, I didn't know who Amber Heard was.
I knew her name and that she was associated with Johnny Depp, but I had absolutely no idea, and still actually have no idea, what she does. But she's an actress, isn't she?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Do you know who Howard Stern is?
Yeah.
So he called Johnny Depp a huge narcissist and said that he's overacting in the defamation trial.
Well, that's a weird thing, too, is that they're both like an actor and an actress.
I know. Who do you believe?
Yeah. Like, are they putting on a show or a character or a version of themselves?
Yeah. It's tough because I always like automatically defer to the woman in cases where like abuse is being alleged, or I'm neutral, but I try to hesitate from believing the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to think.
Well, from everything, it seems like it was just a mutually abusive, toxic relationship. I don't know if you can really assess, like, who was the instigator when, or, like...
Well, that's the thing. It takes two to tango.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a situation where either of them are blameless or, like, victim... Not victimless, but it seems like in different scenarios, each of them have been the aggressor.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's no innocent party.
That's what I was thinking. But I will say, like, whatever I've heard of Amber, either from the audio clips or whatever, she sounds unhinged.
Well, the weirdest thing, like, so when they did, you listen to that clip where she was admitting that she had hit him? And she was like, you're being a little bitch. You can't take a hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
All that stuff. What I found so bizarre about that entire conversation was they both sounded so level-headed. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't, like, they both seemed like they didn't have their emotions high. Like, they were just having a normal conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like in the heat of passion this happened. It was just like, that's their normal course of business.
Yeah.
It was just, it was eerie almost.
I agree. I heard a clip right before you came over, actually, from the trial, and they played a clip in court. Amber was yelling at him, and Johnny goes, "Shut up, fat ass."
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, are we just going to skip over the part where she took a shit in his bed?
Right?
Amber, so
that
turd.
That had already... came out. Like, I don't know why.
Oh, you knew this?
I knew about that. It was the second time it's come up, because I remember when that story initially came out, and it was like a year or two ago that I don't know what context it was, but I'd already heard that story.
Heard that.
And then it was coming to light again. I mean, would you, so I asked my boyfriend, actually, I was like, what would you do if I was mad at you and I took a shit on your side of the bed?
I don't think it was that simple, Laura. He said,
I would laugh and be like, this chick is unhinged.
But you would stay with you.
100%. He's like, I'd be like, she is on a tilt, is what he said.
Oh my God. There was something. Oh, they're saying that she is trying to mimic Johnny in what he wears to court as like a tactic for throwing him off or like intimidating him.
What?
And now they're also saying, but if you look at her outfits, you can kind of see it.
Weird. That seems so weird.
I know, but they're saying that that's also like manifested from her potentially having borderline personality disorder.
Oh, mm-hmm. Interesting.
Where you like mimic your abuser, or you, not your abuser, I don't know, you do it to instill power.
Really? That's interesting. There's like a whole nother dynamic happening.
Mm-hmm.
There is there anything more to that shitting story other than what I said? Isn't that what
no
what
that's happened? Literally it. Same shit, different day.
Oh my gosh, would you ever do that?
Take a shit on my partner's side of the bed?
Yeah,
because I was mad. Absolutely. No, I'm kidding. Never. What the fuck?
It's just, it is really funny. Like, it's just ridiculous. Oh my gosh.
Like, I piss Mimi off, my cat, a lot, but she never takes a shit on my side of the bed, and she easily could.
Well, and that's what they're saying. They're like, was it human or was it an animal? And it's like, animals don't just shit in beds.
No.
That is a
human MO. Unless they're sick and like dying.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's hilarious. I wonder how long this trial is going to go on for, though, because, like, the TikTok culminations are not stopping.
I'm sick of them. Did you see the one where everything Johnny was saying was hearsay?
Yeah. And he was starting to call it on his own? He's like,
yeah. But did you see, they're saying that Amber Heard's lawyers are from Wish.
What?
Did you see he objected to his own question?
Okay, I did. But then I reacted the same way as you. And then someone was like, no, that's how you're supposed to do.
Oh.
Because he was cross-examining. So he wasn't like leading his own witness. So he's cross-examining the witness. And he asks a question not intending that it elicits hearsay. But the minute hearsay is adduced, he has to object and say objection hearsay. Because that shouldn't be in evidence.
Oh.
But like everyone's having a heyday, including me. I was like, that is hilarious. What an idiot. And then someone was like, no, Laura, you're the idiot. I was like, fuck. Okay.
Still though, I think they're from Wish.
What is Wish?
You know that website where you could buy things for cheaper and it just like never arrives or it takes 3 months?
I don't think I've heard of that.
Stop it.
I don't know.
It's like Alibaba.
Okay. Well, I never heard of that.
Yeah. Okay. We need to take this offline. I need to show you Wish after.
Okay. So that's the legal drums. Okay. So remember a few weeks ago, we talked about how there was a rumor. It was like kind of like a Dumois type thing.
This was last week.
Last week.
Yeah.
That Raquel and Tom Schwartz had been seen like heavily making out.
Yeah.
So Schwartz goes to Twitter and he tweets something along the lines of, haha, that's hilarious, but I didn't even go to Coachella, with like a cry face emoji.
Okay.
And then I hear that the original person who sent in that like spoiler blind or whatever responded and was like, that's funny because I didn't even use the word Coachella or say that you were at Coachella.
Ooh.
But then Stassi went on another podcast that I listened to, The Morning Toast, yesterday, because her book just came out.
Okay.
And they asked her, like, is this rumor true? And she said, no, absolutely not.
What else is she supposed to say?
Yeah. Because, yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that carries any weight.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like she would know. And if she knew, she would be pissed at Tom and Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
Because she'd be protecting Katie.
Yeah.
So but I don't know.
Maybe Katie told her not to say anything.
Maybe. But what she also said, which was really interesting in the interview, is that, and this apparently is in her book, that before, like, Stassi got canceled and everyone got fired, like, her and Kristen got fired from Vanderpump Rules, they were planning on having, like, splitting Vanderpump Rules into Valley Rules and Vanderpump Rules. So the OG cast, like, you know how they all bought houses in Valley Village, which always sounds like Valley Village. But anyways, like, all of them did, except for I think Stassi's home is more in the hills, but like Katie and Tom, Ariana, whatever.
It's all like on the same strip.
Yeah, so they were gonna do the OGs with their own show called Valley Rules.
Okay.
And follow them, and then all the newbies at the restaurant and like Max and Charlie and all those people would be on like Vanderpump Rules still.
I feel like this season was Vanderpump Valley, pretty much.
I know, but I'm thinking that it would have been better if they had have split it. Because, well, one thing, there would have still been, like, a Stassi and a Kristen
and Jax. On there.
And Jax. So I think the show would have been better. But then also having, like, newbies and having their own worlds as opposed to, like, following these people around to these baby showers and all this stuff.
They've
like,
got to redo the cast for sure.
Yeah. Like,
or
I
cancel
do,
the show.
I know. I do feel like they need – I really like following the OGs, but it's obviously a different show. It's, like, different events that are happening. It's different things that are going on. It's different issues between, like, their generation and the, like, current servers generation.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of sad. I do wish that they had of
me too.
That's had have happened and they could have split the show. I would have definitely watched both of them.
Yeah. Speaking of VPR, Sheena and Brock are still going strong.
Oh, good.
I'm not as strong as that TV he hung, but I still think they're going to split up eventually.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. In other news, Megan Fox and Machine Gun.
Machine Gun Kelly. Recently, Megan Fox did an interview for Glamour magazine. I think it was like 2 days ago, actually. And she said that her and MGK do drink each other's blood.
For reals, for reals.
Yeah. She said it's like a few drops, but.
Like on a regular basis?
That I don't know.
Why?
But I just want to say I am so sick and tired of them.
I'm over it. It seems like such a shtick. Like, and it's a weird ass shtick to be decide like this is gonna be our thing. We're gonna be weirdos who.
Well, like 2 weeks ago, there was a red carpet event, and they were posing for pictures. And Machine Gun Kelly went to go kiss Megan, either on the lips or on the neck or something. And she was not having it. She looked so pissed. She, like, brushed him off and, like, gave him side eye and walked away. And I know people were making comments about it. Like, Megan Fox has finally awakened and realized how fucking gross MGK is. And I was also excited that she was, too. But, nope, they drink each other's blood.
Good for them, you know?
Is it?
Different strokes for different folks.
I want them to stop appearing on my newsfeed.
Yeah, I'm done with them. I am
not Megan. I love Megan. I think she's so hot.
Yeah.
I love seeing her outfits, but I do not care for MGK.
No, he's so weird looking. It's the same with Travis Barker. I'm sorry, but he looks very, very weird. Okay.
She could do so much better.
So much better.
Yep.
All right. Any other hot tops?
Madison LaCroix and her fiance bought a house.
Oh, good for them.
That's it.
I wonder if she's going to be on this summer
house.
Is. Or Southern Charm.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Oh, Craig and Austin did that interview where they were like saying they got portrayed really poorly on Summer House and that Lindsay's not as innocent. Do you remember this thing that I sent you?
I did read it briefly, but I don't really remember it.
Yeah, they said that, and they said that the producers really favor Lindsay and wanted her to look good. So they twisted the story, and I was like, oh, please. Like, you and your Cabbage Patch doll-looking friend, Austin, can get bent. You're both toxic. Yeah. There's no way that you go, how many seasons of Southern Charm now? Eight?
Maybe.
Eight seasons plus Winter House plus Summer House.
Without being so toxic.
Yeah, like there's no way that it's always the editing and the producers. Like this is who you are.
Yeah, like Austin will literally never take accountability for anything and thinks everyone else is the problem when he's always the center of every problem.
Mm-hmm. And also Craig said that the way that their relationship was portrayed was not it. And he's like, if that was, Paige would not be with me.
And that makes sense to me, but like...
Maybe, but we heard the phone calls.
I know, that's the thing. That's why I'm like, I don't know. I feel like the way that... I feel like they almost kind of played Paige to a certain extent because they really did make her seem like weak, who's just accepting the bare minimum. Even though they did have like confessionals where she's like, fine, whatever, I can date other people. I just feel like the dynamic of them was a little bit off because I do kind of agree that up until this season, we thought Paige was such a strong woman, was really confident. And then with her relationship with Craig, it was like, what is happening here? And the fact that they're still together and so happy, I don't know. I just don't know what the truth is. I do feel like there's something we don't see, but it doesn't mean that what we saw wasn't a part of it, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I still think that Craig and Austin are both problematic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's all producers.
No, definitely not. You can't produce people to make people do things or say things.
Yeah.
I agree. All right. Well, I think it's time then for our next segment, Pitch or Ditch a Bitch. All right. So it's my turn this week.
What have you got for us?
Nothing new because I haven't watched TV much. Except for Selling Sunset. Yeah, we get it.
You're a mature adult.
No, I've just been... Trust me, if I could binge watch TV 90% of my life, I would do that. Like, I'm hoping that's what this thing...
You did do that for 2 years before your life got crazy.
I know. And I'm really hoping that this pod goes somewhere, so then that can be my full-time job.
Same.
So, I'm going back into the archives to pitch a show that I think you would like.
Okay.
I think you would like it. I think everyone would like it.
So, everyone, that's bold.
I know, but okay. I'm pretty confident. Okay, so it's an older show. Not older, like...
Yeah, like how old?
Like, I think its last season was last year.
Oh, that's not old. When did it start, though?
I think it has 5 seasons.
So, like 2016?
Yeah, like it finished, I think, in 2020 or 2021. Well, for me, I'm just like, if it hasn't been in the last 2 years, I'm like, no.
No, I get it. I know. You're really big on that.
I know. But this one I actually went back and looked for. So it was at the beginning of the pandemic. I had like binge watched so much TV and I was looking. I just finished Younger. And I really loved Younger. That show. I really liked it. It was just so easy watching to have in the background. Yeah, wasn't that serious? Yeah, you
love terrible actors like Hillary Duff.
Yeah, totally. then I was Googling like what are shows like Younger. Like I want something of this similar vibes. Mm-hmm. And everywhere that I looked recommended the show. Like every single Facebook post, like article, everything had these two lumped together.
Facebook. You still use Facebook?
I go to Facebook groups for TV recs a lot.
Really?
I don't comment on
them. I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I thought you just use it for Marketplace.
No, that's a big component.
Oh, wow, Laura. But this is not helping your image.
No, okay. There's these groups, like podcast groups that also
for grandmas?
No, they're people our age.
Okay.
Gosh. Anyways, okay, so the show is called The Bold Type.
Okay.
The concept is there's 3 women who are like in their young 20s, I'd say mid-20s. And they all work at a magazine.
So it's already not relatable.
Okay. Well, one of them's in, I think they're in interns.
Oh.
So maybe that
even
makes
even more not relatable.
Okay, so there are three like different components. So there's one girl that's like very serious and like uptight a bit. There's another girl who's like bitch
at work.
Yeah, I don't know. Who doesn't have friends? Just kidding. Okay, yeah. And then there's another girl who is like really like quirky and cool and has all these interesting interests.
Immediately me.
Okay, and then there's another girl who's kind of like the middle, like me. She's you can't be everyone.
I'm playing 2 roles. It was my biggest break in TV.
So these 3 girls are obviously best friends and the show focuses on like their jobs and like what articles they're writing about, and they sometimes are topical, but mostly not that topical. Like the most serious discussions they have are about like gun violence, miscarriage, obviously serious topics, but it's like not the biggest part of the show.
Okay.
So it's mostly just like airy, flighty girls bonding, doing funny things, having funny relationships,
relatable,
trying to get through in their jobs. And it's really easy watching. It's really like, I think it's pretty similar in terms of the caliber as Younger. Like, I wouldn't say it's like groundbreaking television. It's not as good as something like Sex Lives for College Girls, which the writing on that was just so amazing. But it's similar in terms of like, if you want to watch a show where it's like women and about their lives and about their friendships and about their work, that is the show. And I binge watched all of it, and you can watch it. I think I ordered mine. I think I bought it on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Or I think some seasons are on Apple TV, but I know not all of them were at the time, but I think they might be now, because I did go and check, and I'm pretty sure I wrote down that they're all on Apple TV or YouTube. But the whole season was like $5, so it wasn't expensive.
So is it like a sitcom or a drama?
It's not, I wouldn't call it a sitcom, because it does have like story arcs. It's the same as Younger. Like, I don't know if I'd call that a sitcom. It's like, I think the episodes are only 30 minutes long, which I also really like.
I like hour long episodes.
It's just too much for me. But they're not like, they're like 30, I feel like they're 30 minute, like not 20 minute, maybe they are an hour, but because you're watching without commercials, they're only like 30 or 40 minutes. That could be it.
That would be a lot of commercials.
I think there's 3 minutes of commercials for every 10 minutes. Anyways, it's a good show. I think you'd like it. If you ever find yourself like wondering, I need a good show that I can like binge watch and don't need to pay that much attention to, I think you'd like it.
So obviously I'm going to be binging that this weekend because I have no control whatsoever. I'm currently like really deep into Black-ish.
Yeah.
Because I told you I watched Grown-ish, now I'm back into Black-ish. Yeah, I'm on season 4 and I just can't get enough.
Well, I can give you my passwords in case so you don't have to buy it.
Oh my God. Wait, no, I think I saved your password in our Snapchat chat.
Yeah, my YouTube one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be able to watch it.
So if anyone's wondering, it's JK. Okay, obviously I'm going to watch that.
Okay, good.
I'll report back. Think. I'm still trying to find Temptation Island season 4.
Is that the most current season?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a look, see what I can find.
Thank you so much.
All right, so next, let's get into our TV recap. All right, so I actually did have time sometime. I don't know when exactly I did it, but I binged the entire season of Selling Sunset.
I'm so ready to discuss this.
Okay, overall thoughts.
Well, I just love that show, and I know people complain about how they don't have anything other than Christine to talk about, and their entire lives are about that, but it's still very entertaining.
See, I thought, and I know, I remember thinking this in the first season too, but I feel like I was so desperate for TV that I didn't care as much. But like, it's just so fake. I feel like I can't take any of the storylines actually seriously and like actually think
like
these are
ones?
All of them.
Even hating Christine?
Yes.
You think they're actually friends?
No, I don't think they're faking that. I just think it's all so like played up and contrived, and like things that literally would never happen in real life. Like, are you really gonna have a, what do they call it, like cookies and choochies, like whatever their stupid CNC party was? What? Was that a, you know, that like when Chris, what was her name, the new woman?
Oh, Chelsea
and Christine, they're like, but they called it something
CNC.
yeah.
Oh, caviar and couture.
Yes. Like, is that real, like, that you're going to actually have an open house with that, and you're going to have all these women here?
And you're going to wear gowns?
Yeah, you're going to wear gowns, and you're going to have, like, extras in the background, and then you're going to fight about Christine. Like, none of that just seems...
Yeah, okay, I agree with that.
When you compare it to some show... Remember, what was that, that show you told me to watch that I did watch on Hey You, I think? It was a like, Million Dollar Beach House or something?
Million Dollar Listing.
No, it wasn't Million Dollar Listing. It was about that, like... It was on a beach... Oh, do you remember what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I don't remember the name.
Okay, well, anyways, that kind of show actually felt real. Mm-hmm. Like, it actually felt like these were realtors all working somewhere. And even, like, selling Tampa seemed realer than this.
Well, it's because all these shows start out focusing on what they do, which is real estate. Like, we saw way more house content in the earlier seasons. But then the more popular that they get, it becomes about them as personalities. And then obviously they have to bring in the drama.
No, I agree with you. It's the same thing as like Vanderpump Rules. We saw so much more about the restaurant and the serving.
Yeah.
And then later it's like literally not even about that. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of the part that I loved about it in the beginning was the houses.
But that's why you should watch Million Dollar Listing.
No, I agree.
I'm tripping over my words.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just maybe this show isn't the show for me. So I'm still obviously always going to watch it.
Yeah.
Because I can't help myself. But I just think it was better season one.
Yeah. The OG seasons are always the best.
Yeah.
For any of these shows. Except for Southern Charm.
Who do you think had the best season overall?
This season?
Yeah.
Who had the best season? I don't know. You sound like you have an answer ready.
Well, I feel like Chrishell obviously became like she was the center of this entire season.
Okay, look. I have always said this, and this is probably going to be my most controversial opinion. I don't like her. And I don't think she's as innocent as they make her out to be. Mm-hmm. And I think she plays victim a lot. And I've said this since like the beginning seasons.
Yeah.
She plays victim and she knows what she's doing.
I agree with that. I'm not like her biggest fan. I just think she had the best season because it was all about her, really. Like there was the Christine stuff, obviously. But like, I feel like the show was about Chrishell.
It was. But I also... Like, do you think the show could survive without Christine?
Yes, and I think that's what they're trying to set it up about.
Mm.
Because I feel like, I think there has been similar commentary, like what you said initially, that everyone was kind of like, okay, we get it. Like, the Christine drama, that was the only piece of drama about in this entire show. But if we didn't have Christine, I think we'd see a lot more of, like, maybe the small controversies between the women, or like more about their personal lives, or like more about the houses, like more about their dynamics as like level of seniority or getting listings. I don't know. I feel like drama would come, but because Christine is there, it's all just like so fully centered like on her. Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Vanessa, the newest one other than Chelsea?
Yeah.
She adds nothing to the show.
Absolutely nothing. Like, she was a storyline last year.
I know she tried hard last season, but it still didn't add anything for me.
And it's kind of weird, too, because this season was split. So, really, like, she was only introduced in season two. Didn't they just release it in two different parts?
Yeah.
But, yeah, she had a definite role, and the first component was to try to show, like, look, it's a new person in the office. And then the second half, it was like, why are you even here?
Why... is she not better at doing her hair and makeup? Her and Davina. Like,
oh my
gosh.
You
guys make such high and commission.
Davina has the worst wardrobe.
Davina? Should we talk about Davina?
Sure.
I feel like she was making a comeback. Like, we were seeing sort of snippets of old Davina.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think we could do without her.
Totally. Like, the only real role she had was that one fight she had with that woman who was
Chelsea?
Like, yeah, she's, no sorry, that one client of hers who she was like, you did nothing to list my house, and she's like, well, you ghosted me, and she's like, because you were pressuring me to list my house, like,
then she's like, can I still have the listing?
Yeah. I'm like, oh my gosh, girl, that conversation was so bad.
Cringe.
Like, they just need to fall on their sword, and the client is always right. You know what I mean? They could have saved that entirely.
Yeah. Davina is not professional, and she still has to sell that $75 million house. I don't think it was all on Jason.
And then she got, a $35,000 lease, like a rental for that same guy? She's not going to sell that either.
She's kind of crazy. Like, when I was watching her talk to Chelsea, she just flips a switch immediately. She'll go from being really nice, trying to be your friend, to, like, biting into you.
Yeah, totally. And that is what could make her good television if she wasn't just so off-putting. There's just something about her that's off-putting.
Agreed.
I also really actually liked Heather this season.
Yeah, me too. I thought she was like the most level-headed.
Yeah, and I know she was kind of, she almost fell into the background a bit mm-hmm. because I didn't see her do one listing.
No, she didn't.
Like, all she was there was kind of to support Chriselle against Christine, to have her little sit down with Christine, and then otherwise just like her wedding, which surprisingly was only like 5 minutes of the entire show.
Yeah, but I think that she's eventually just going to move to the Newport office because that's yeah. where Tariq lives, right?
Yeah, in like Orange County.
I also don't trust Tariq. Like, I don't think that's going to last.
Yeah, I know nothing about him.
You never watched that Flip It or Flip or Flop show, right?
No.
Yeah.
But I do remember hearing that, like, who is it? Christina Hack? Christina.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of, like, I don't know, animosity between those two and drama between those two.
Mm-hmm. And they tried, well, she tried to keep it civil.
Mm.
But there's even, like, there have been stories in the past year or two where he's yelling at his ex-wife being like, yeah, well, Heather's hotter than you and oh my gosh. Shit like that.
That doesn't surprise me, yeah. given his vibes.
I don't trust him at all.
What did you think of the Jason Chriselle rise and fall?
I hated that I had to watch an entire season of them be in a relationship.
Because it just...
It was fake.
Right?
It was not genuine. At least not on Chriselle's part.
No, like, it just didn't seem like they're a match at all. Like, and what blew my mind and made me think that, like, this does not make any sense was when they were going to, for some reason, create embryos before they decided to have kids. Like, the point of freezing eggs is, like, you put them away until you're 100% sure that you want to have kids. Like, there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to unfreeze an egg and put an embryo in there. Create an embryo if you're not sure you want to use it.
I had to rewind that so many times. Be like, wait, you did it? Like, you created an embryo with him?
I don't think they actually went through with it, but that's what they were planning on doing before they even decided if they wanted to have kids. I was like, that is completely antithetical to the entire purpose of having your eggs frozen. Yeah. It's so you don't have to like use them until you're 100% sure you want to use them.
Yeah.
It just didn't make any sense to me.
And obviously the producers told Jason's mom to bring up kids
mm-hmm.
in that get together, which was so cringe.
Why is something in my head about something I watched recently where this person had frozen two embryos and then built it into Heather Dubrow?
What about her?
I'm pretty sure Heather Dubrow. Is it Heather Dubrow? I think it was.
Dubrow?
Dubrow. It was on Real Housewives of Orange County, I'm pretty sure, that she had frozen embryos and then she had like this wall of windows in her house with like this kind of right?
Yeah.
And two of her embryos.
So weird.
Right?
Why would you do that?
Yeah. So she put her embryos in the glass in this like weird
and
tree.
And who was she showing that was like, oh yeah, Gina.
Gina.
Yeah. Like, how do you react to that? If I came over to your place, no matter how close we are, if you showed me that you got that etched into your window, I'd be like, you're fucked.
You're done.
You're done.
I know. I just like that just like popped into my head. I'm like, what a weird thing to do.
That was super weird.
Yeah. Also, what was weird, remember when Chriselle went through the doggy door? Why was Brett, Brett's not even at the Oppenheim group. And for some reason, he's pretending to give a listing to Chriselle and then pretending to be difficult such that she has to climb through a doggy door. Like, why was this happening?
Can we also talk about how he, like, decided to get mad that they weren't complimenting his relationship with a tattooed Mary?
I don't remember that.
They were in Mykonos or Greece.
Oh, at the very start?
Yeah. And what do you call it? Amanda's talking to Jason about how amazing Chriselle and him are, and she's seen him mature and this and that. And Brett's just like, no one's talking about my relationship, okay? So and so and I don't even know her name, Tina. Have been together for this many years, and no one's saying anything about us. And then Jason's like, you're being disrespectful. Also, what I noticed was Jason kept using the number 45 in any of his like exaggerations. So he's like, you've said it 45 times now. Or when Brett showed up late to dinner, he's like, he's 45 minutes late, so disrespectful. And he used 45 another time. I'm like, man, get new material.
That's such a strange thing to pick up on.
Obviously, I would pick up on that.
Yeah. Also, Brett and Tina broke up. They are no longer together.
Yeah. Was it recent? Because I don't feel know. Like I read about this around the same time that Chrishell and Jason broke up.
Yeah, their two fake relationships came to an end right when the season came to an end. How convenient.
But do you agree that Tina looks like Mary with tattoos?
I thought she looked like Gigi Hadid's mom.
Oh, yeah. Yolanda.
Yeah.
I think it was a good mix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then from Mary, so we saw her relationship with, what's his name? Romaine. Which was really, like, not much of anything other than, like, she went and bought a house without telling him. He was rightfully, like, excuse me.
Also, when she was mad that he wanted to go out and party, like, I'm sorry, Mary, you're mad that he is 26 wanting to do things that a 26-year-old does?
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
I can't believe they're still together.
Neither can I.
But do you know what? I actually made a mistake earlier when I said Chrishell had the best season. Honestly, I think Emma had the best season.
Oh, yeah, Emma.
She became like a real...
I don't like Emma.
I feel like she became a real fixture of this season.
Well, she did make the most sales.
She was actually selling real estate.
Yeah. And did you find Mika to be hot? And empanadas.
I could get down.
Yeah, but I definitely think he was just doing that for his fame.
Yeah, it's interesting that he got on the show and was on, like, so many episodes. Like, they must have had some sort of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting to have, like, a love story like that.
Yeah, but back to Mary. Terrible manager.
Oh, my gosh.
She had so much personal bias.
Oh, 100%.
And did not approach any conversation like a manager.
No.
But also, like, Christine was right about how Mary handled that fight at the CNC event where Mary's like, I'm done. I'm walking away. You're literally the manager. Yeah. You should be handling this. Yeah, why are you walking away?
This is your job to manage these women and make sure they're not fighting at one of your Oppenheim group's listings.
Yeah.
She's so flighty. Like, she's so, I don't even
she's
know.
She's definitely on cocaine.
Yes, something like that. Like, she's just Shane so from sporadic. Yeah.
Love is Blind.
I agree.
Yeah. And then Amanza, like, she's one of my favorites because I think she's so
real.
Yeah. But she was giving nothing.
No.
This season.
No, she wasn't. No. She Which was kind of like a background
to how
character.
Normal she is.
I know. Yeah.
Maya, poor thing, is just, I would hate to watch this season over if I was her.
I know.
Because for those who are listening, Maya was pregnant this season, which she pretty much is every season. But unfortunately, before the show aired, we found out that Maya lost her child. Was it a stillbirth?
I think it was a stillbirth, yeah.
That's so sad.
Like, so devastating. I couldn't even, like, it made me sad watching any scene that she was in when I saw her pregnant. I was like, fuck. Like, knowing how it ends is just so sad and devastating for her.
So did she move to Miami? Like, what's the story
there?
It seemed
like that was going to be, like, she's done, which makes sense, like, not going back and forth.
She was probably one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I think she should have been the manager.
Definitely. Definitely not Mary. Like, I understand. It was interesting when they said that Mary and Heather were the two first agents there.
Yeah.
That was surprised by that.
Heather was there before Mary.
Yeah. I was like, what? This is a real brokerage?
Super weird. And they tried to make it seem like Vanessa was going to go to the UK, but it turns out that she actually had COVID and couldn't film most of the days.
Oh.
So they just kind of put that story in. But see, that's what I don't like about it. Like, why are you making it so scripted?
Yeah. Like, if she's not around, she's not around.
Yeah.
Don't make it contrived.
Speaking of COVID, as we know, they filmed a reunion for the season.
I feel like that's going to be the best part of it all.
Which we still don't know when it's coming out. Mm. But Christine skipped the reunion and it was cited that she had COVID, tested positive the day before. But she was pictured on the set of a film.
What I think happened, because right at the end of the season, we saw that she had allegedly bribed one of her clients with $5,000 to not work for Emma. And then she was going to be confronted in a meeting with Jason and Mary. And then she didn't show up. Mm-hmm. And she was like, why would I show up to be interrogated about something
by
so
mom
stupid?
And dad.
Yeah. And I think this is all being set up to, like, she's going to be fired and not part of the next season. Mm. And she did get fired. And so she's like, screw that. Why would I give you guys any more airtime to come to your reunion?
Yeah.
That's my theory.
I think that's the move.
Yeah.
But lastly, what are your thoughts on New Girl Chelsea?
I could do without.
Same. Because what is that accent?
I don't know.
It just, what is that accent? Every time I tried to figure it out.
British.
Was it though? Was it?
It was me if I'm trying to be British.
Like, I understand that she came here 5 years ago. I feel like your accent would be much thicker still.
Yeah, like you wouldn't lose it automatically. Like, I can understand if you're back and forth or like it's been a lot of years.
But there were some scenes where it seemed like she caught herself not having the accent and put it back on. And it was terrible. Just terrible.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she added anything.
No.
I also don't understand how, like, you can just get a job by selling one house.
Yeah, because if that was the case, there are plenty of people waiting to be hired by that group.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Overall, it was, like, a good thing to binge, but
I'm sad it's over.
I don't know. I really could do without it.
The whole show?
The whole show. Like, I really don't think it's a good show. I just don't think it's a good show. I think it's
fake. Coming from you, that's rich. Okay.
I just think
you get no say in this. You love trash reality TV.
But
even if this is rated
reality.
Okay, but on a scale of 1 to 5 for reality, like the scale is for reality TV, what would you rate Selling Sunset?
Like a 2.
Wow.
It's got great production value. It's got really good looking people. It looks like a great show. But its content, I just like can't put aside reality and buy into what they're trying to sell me as what's actually happening.
Yeah, well, they definitely got to get new material, that's for sure. And I think Christine does have to go.
Yeah, so then they stop trying to create storylines around her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just be done with it and like actually focus on the brokerage and the people and the dynamics. That's why it's so much better when they're actual real friends. Like the Housewives franchises when they've been friends for decades. Or like, I don't know, the Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, like these people who like actually do hang out in real life and actually do have real like dynamics between them. Those reality television shows are the best.
Speaking of, there are like 2 more weeks left till Beverly Hills.
Oh my gosh.
I just realized.
Wow.
Actually, today's the 27th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like 14 days.
Wow. I'm so excited.
So excited.
Have you been watching New Jersey?
Yeah, did you watch the finale?
No, but I heard it was epic.
Epic?
Maybe I'm thinking of the reunion.
I think you're thinking of the reunion.
So the reunion hasn't aired yet?
No.
Okay.
You told me that the reunion is
epic. Fireworks.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at least from the promo, it looks epic.
Well, Teresa said that she's not going anywhere, and she's going to stick out the show until it's dead.
What's your overall thoughts on Teresa? too stunned to speak.
I think she, listen, Teresa is famous because of who she is, but it's not the Teresa show, New Jersey. So I'm torn because I really enjoy watching the drama that she brings. But at the same time, like, I want to see more from the others.
Yeah, I feel like in the seasons I watched previously, before she met Louis, I liked that Teresa. Because it wasn't, like, so full on and wasn't causing, like, all the drama. And it wasn't, like, obviously she's, like, the biggest hypocrite in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as bad. But, like, this past season, it's been like, oh, my gosh, I cannot take you seriously. Like, you're so mad at people for doing the exact same thing that you have done. And like, I don't understand your allegiances. I don't understand your positions. It's like, was too much this past season. But like, when I started going back, when she was kind of more level, I really liked that Teresa. Even like Girls Trip Teresa.
Yeah.
But these like last few episodes or last few weeks or this season of New Jersey, at least, she's been way too unhinged.
Okay, sorry, I know you just said it, but I've been having a lot of brain fog lately. Did you watch the season finale?
No.
Okay, so we can't discuss.
No, but maybe next time.
Maybe. But you did watch OC Reunion Part 1, right?
Yeah. Well, isn't there only one part?
Oh.
Maybe not.
No, I
don't know.
There's 2 parts.
Oh, okay.
I hate Noella.
She's so annoying. like when she was being asked about her new boyfriend, she's like, oh my gosh,
she's actually unwell.
How did you know that? And then when he's like, I heard he bought a company. Andy, he bought me a company
after 3 weeks.
No, it was like 3 days.
Oh,
it was like it was
something crazy.
Yeah. And then she's like, of course I'm not after his money. Where did you meet him? On, like, what was the
Seeking arrangements. Seeking arrangements. That's where she met her previous husband, too.
Yeah, but it's not about the money. I would not marry for money. Well, you're on a site specifically just to find... You're literally on a
sugar daddy site.
Yeah, like, what is happening? Oh, I don't want her back. I'm done with her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so... And the fact that, like, someone of the caliber of Heather Dubrow has to engage with someone like that, I do feel bad.
People like Noella because they say that she's the only person who actually stands up to Heather. But
how? Like, Heather isn't doing anything wrong. Like, she's inventing things.
Noella just can't share the spotlight.
Yeah. And she's, I think, is just jealous. And, like, she doesn't like that people are liking Heather more than her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's trying to, like, undercut her by alleging that she's, like, pushing people and being violent and doing all these things that she never did.
Yeah, Noella doesn't get to be Queen Bee.
No, she's trash. Okay, well, we should get into our next show.
Kardashians.
Kardashians.
Which will air in 3 hours.
And you well, will be less than
2 hours and 54 minutes. Yeah, so episode 2 was pretty much all about leading up to Kim's performance on Saturday Night Live. I thought it was a bit repetitive how she kept talking about how nervous she is. Like, okay, we get it. Move on. But apart from that, it was cool to see her, like, start to get pumped for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one thing I had a problem with was her repeatedly saying that Amy Schumer is so funny. Do you find Amy Schumer funny?
See, I do, but she's so divisive. Like, people either love her or hate her. Like, I feel like there's very few people who are, like, an in-betweener on her.
Yeah. So anyway, Kim goes over to Amy's place in New York to, like, run her monologue jokes by Amy. And Amy shut down all of them.
Yeah. They did make it seem like that. But obviously there was a long stuff that she must have said positive things about some things.
I guess. But the ones that Amy shot down, I thought were so funny.
Yeah. No, they for sure, sure. And I'm 99% sure she kept the sex tape joke in.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
But she said something about R. Kelly peeing.
Oh.
Did it have to do with Skims?
I think so. Yeah. Like, if he had been in Skims, there wouldn't have been a... I didn't think that joke was funny.
Yeah. I thought it was funny.
Just different types of humor.
Yeah. And then she said something about Chloe and Tristan's side pieces.
Oh, she did sewer, like, most of her family in her monologue. I just can't remember which joke she kept in.
Yeah, same. But I remember her monologue being really so good. So funny. I was so proud of her.
Yeah, she was so funny. And she delivered it so well. Like, she wasn't, like, misspeaking at all.
My favorite skit was the one with the lottery numbers. And she kept pulling out, like, random objects. She was like, meatball, bus, 7.
I don't even remember that one.
I watched it with my brother and my mom. We were dying laughing.
That was a great episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did anything else happen in terms of SNL? Oh,
Courtney and Travis went to go look for houses in Malibu, and she just straddled him in front of
the... What the F was going on?
I hated that.
Like, okay, I when she was in her confessional, she's like, I'm just so glad my kids are seeing an affectionate relationship. Okay, fair enough, but, like, to also, you're at a random person's house showing, and you're like, the realtor is in the room, and you're like, get on top of them, and he's rubbing your ass and, like, rubbing your chest, and, like,
so weird,
like,
so disrespectful.
Could you imagine? Picture this.
No, I cannot picture you and Travis doing that.
Like, no, it just is not real life.
You're done.
Nobody behaves that way.
I would literally pull you off.
You'd be like, are you...
I'd put gloves on.
What drugs are you on?
Like, I'd put gloves on and pull you off. Like, take the pool cleaner and, like, put it on your head and pull you off.
Like, I would be so unhinged if I did something like that.
You could never.
No. Yeah, I thought that was just so bizarre.
And then we saw that Travis says he's going to propose to Courtney.
Yeah.
And he said that he's been in love with her since the first day he met her, which was 20 years ago. And he proposed on the day that he met her. It's like, how do you remember that?
Yeah.
For 20 years?
You would remember that?
Yeah, I would. I would.
I thought their proposal was overall underwhelming, but I'm wondering if maybe we just didn't see it all.
Yeah.
I just thought, like, on a beach with flowers, like, is so cliche.
The fact that they were both sort of wearing the same thing that fit the theme.
Yeah. Like, it almost, it to me, seemed contrived.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, proposal is planned, but, like, not for the proposalee.
Mm-hmm. I know, I agree.
But then again, like, she's always matching his outfits.
She is, but they were matching, like, the decor and the theme.
Yeah. Does she wear anything other than black ever?
No. It's not so anymore. Bizarre. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Other than that, not much happened. It was a lot about SNL. And we're already coming up on episode 3. There's only 10 episodes a season.
Oh my gosh, you're already pre-devastated.
I am. I seriously am.
I know. It is a great show.
Yeah.
It was like the premiere episode was definitely better, mm-hmm. but it's still better than it was on E.
Kim finally posted pictures of her attending the premiere.
Yes, with your man.
She's holding his hand.
So cute.
They're holding hands. I guess it takes two people to hold hands. But there's two pictures of them holding hands. She's like getting her makeup fixed and she's still squeezing his hand and then they're walking out of the car.
So he didn't actually join her on the red carpet, no. Right? So he must have just like walked her in there and then
yeah, peaced out. I have a theory that they're going to make their debut at the Met Gala. That's going to be their red carpet debut.
When is the Met Gala?
May 2nd.
Okay, so that's coming up. That's like next week.
That's like this. Oh, that's Monday. What? So it's either this Sunday or next week.
That's crazy. I can't believe it's May.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be May.
Okay.
It's the best month of the year.
I know. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our last and final show, Summer House.
So this is the second last episode.
I swear I was like, what is going on? How is this show still like the same weekend? Like they're breaking it down night by night.
Yeah. I guess there was a lot of content, but I feel like they did a huge and quick leap into Carl and Lindsay.
Yeah.
To set it up for the wedding.
They have, but I do feel like they've been kind of foreshadowing it throughout, but they were definitely laying it on thick.
Yeah, they were flirting quite a bit.
And the notes back and forth.
Yeah.
But it was honestly cute.
So cute.
Like, and when they were like looking at the way they look at each other and smile, like they just genuinely enjoy being around each other so much that it's like written all over their face.
Yeah.
There's like nothing fake about it. It's just like they genuinely seem to really enjoy each other.
Two of my favorite scenes from that episode were with them. So the first one was when she hugged Carl in the kitchen and was like, no, I don't want, like, I love when you're near me. Don't let go. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry, hubs, and hugged her even tighter.
Yeah.
So cute. I felt butterflies. And then the other time was like at the prom, they were sitting outside.
Yeah.
And he was obviously like trying to make moves, like checking the temp. And she was just blushing and laughing. And
I know.
You could tell.
It was adorable.
Yeah.
Also, she looked fire in her dress.
The fact that she still fits into it.
I can't believe that she had that chic of a dress back then.
Mm-hmm.
And
20 years ago.
Yeah. And like, but it was not, like, when you look at the design, I don't see how she can possibly say that that is the Halle Berry dress.
No. Immediately,
and it was $400. I was like, what are you, okay, I get it, similar looking, but
Paige,
it's not,
could have put that together for you.
It's not the dress, but she looked great.
It's not the move. No,
but I want to talk about all the outfits. Who was your favorite outfit?
Prom dress,
just outfit in general, male, female.
I liked Sierra's dress.
Was that she in the orange? Or no, that was Maya.
Pink.
Pink.
Mm-hmm. Maya also looked good.
Yeah.
I did not like Danielle's dress.
No. It was Big Bird. Not prom enough.
Yeah.
I liked Carl's. Like, did he get that jacket made?
I don't really remember.
It was like he had that design on the back that said Hampton's Prom. Oh. In like graffiti. Well, on like a white blazer. Have. Like he went all out. He
must have. What was Amanda wearing? It was Amanda, like any other night out.
Okay, but Amanda I thought looked so good. Not for prom, But she looked so good.
She looked really good, but that was like them even, just going out for dinner.
Even her makeup, like she just looked like perfection in that. And I didn't like Paige's, either of Paige's outfits, actually. Like I didn't like
the dress the tux gross look. And the, yeah.
The color of the dress looked so bad on her. It just wasn't it.
Yeah.
But nothing really happened before prom. Like they just went to the beach. Carl gave Kyle a little pep talk. And then Kyle, of course, his like standard response is like, well, what I'm saying is right. Maybe my delivery is wrong, but like I speak facts.
He's such a weird crier.
Yeah. He does cry but a lot.
Do you believe it?
I just don't believe that you can go and make so many mistakes over and over and over again. The same mistakes, keep coming back and saying the same things. Like you never learn. I don't know. I guess that's easy to believe that someone can do that, but it's like, come on, man, grow up. Like,
I don't believe his tears. Also, the way that Danielle went after him and like the things she was saying was a bit weird for me.
She's always chasing after him. It's always like when Kyle's upset, Danielle's running to them.
So weird.
And like when they were in front of that house and she was giving them the pep talk, what was she saying?
She was just like, I'll help you. I'm here for you. I don't know.
I didn't even think they were that close.
Same.
Like,
same.
It doesn't make any sense.
It felt very pick me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I can summarize it.
Yeah. I definitely could see that. What I did like was that Lindsay came back to the table and was like, look, told Amanda, like, look, is it okay? Like, we're thinking of taking Kyle home.
That was mature.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. That was like real. Mm-hmm. Like, because she obviously is better friends with Kyle than I think she is Amanda.
Yeah. But, okay, Amanda and Kyle fighting this much, and before, obviously, we know they get married. It's just, how do you go through with that?
I don't know. I think they're too far down the road. I think they've just decided that, like, this is what we want. Even if it's this bad, this is what we want.
It must be exhausting to be their friends.
Yeah. To be on the show. Well, even like remember on the earlier seasons when they would fight all the time? Mm-hmm. And wasn't it Hannah that would always be like, I'm so sick of like this entire show being about your guys' fights? Everyone was mad at them. Mm-hmm. Like the whole house was like, you guys got to figure it out. And that was like two seasons ago. It's like no different now.
Every weekend it comes down to Kyle and Amanda fighting.
Yeah. And I definitely think they just shouldn't have planned their wedding for the same time that they're filming a show. Like there's no way in hell that if my florist bailed
back to
the like, well seriously, he was like, no florist will give us a quote for less than 15 grand. Like definitely at that point I'd be like, we're not having flowers.
Yeah,
like the flowers
pick would be them cut out of my parents' garden.
Yeah. Well, you know what Amanda said at the end, she's like, if any of you guys see any flowers on your way home, like maybe pick them, we might need them for our wedding.
They're not gonna last, girl.
Okay, but what did you think of Craig surprising Paige?
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was cute AF.
And I thought the way that Andrea reacted and handled it was also cute.
Like, poor Andrea. I swear to God, that man was crying 90% of this episode. Like, his eyes were so bloodshot even when he was wearing sunglasses. It was, like, red eyes. And then he lost his prom date. Like, I felt so bad for him.
It was cute. He was like, we come as a package deal.
Yeah, it's a throuple.
It's not that sad anymore now that we know that he's with Lexi. Like, it worked out for him.
No, it did. I just can't believe how upset he was over that.
Yeah. They don't go together.
No. Lexi but when, and Andrea. Like, when Craig came through the door and Paige's face was,
it was
like,
so genuine.
Oh, my gosh. Like, dead shock.
Yeah. I thought it was very cute.
It was so cute. I was, like, sitting there beaming. Me like, oh, my God.
What did you think of Nicole, Luke's date?
Like, who's just as interesting as Luke?
Who was she?
Well, we don't know because they cut him off at the dinner. He couldn't explain.
Yeah, true. You're not wrong.
I don't know, but that poor girl, like, she didn't have a hope.
No, not at all.
No.
She thought she was going to get, like, noticed.
Yeah.
For TV, but
I don't even think she spoke. Like, I don't think she was on camera actually ever saying a word.
Yeah, and then Oliver shows up in a shorts and t-shirt.
Yeah, which Maya was fine with. I liked Maya. She's like, back off. I told him to wear whatever he wanted.
That was cute.
Also, her, like, promposal, so adorable.
I don't remember it.
She sent him like a box of cookies saying prom question mark or something.
That was cute.
So cute. I like her a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I think that's it.
Oh, Alex proposed to Sierra to be his prom date.
I really think it looks like the whole house definitely came around and really likes him.
Yeah.
But I just still think that he's such a non-contribution. Like, him and Luke can go.
I think they're going to bring him back for season two. I don't think they should, but I think they will because of all the comments that they've been getting about, like, justice for Alex, where is he, and representation.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with the representation. But it's like, cast somebody who can be both like representation and also have an interesting storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you contributing to this show? Mm-hmm. Like, you love fitness. Mm-hmm. That's all I know about him. And he has like a crush on Sierra and has trouble. Like,
does he though? It was so forced.
I know.
At the end, he was like, I've been trying to make moves on Sierra all summer. No, you haven't.
No, he has not.
You have not.
No.
But yeah, we have one more episode left next week, and then it's the reunion.
I'm excited to see what goes down at the wedding.
Same.
Like, Austin. Ugh.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't bring some sort of stupid drama, but...
Well, Austin appears on the reunion.
No way. Mm-hmm. Get him out of here. We do not need him on three shows.
Laura, he's just trying to sell his beer.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm done with him.
I've been done with Austin.
Yeah. All right. Well, that wraps up another episode of Pop Therapy.
Catch you next week.
Catch me outside. How about that?